There's plenty of reaction to controversial comments made by Pennsylvania Senate Education Committee Chair John Eichelberger. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. At a town hall meeting last week, he suggested that, quote, inner-city students would be better served by being held to a lower academic bar. Let's get up to speed with Keystone Crossroads education reporter Kevin McCory. Kevin, first off, review what happened at that town hall.
Sure. So Eichelberger is a conservative Republican who represents a largely rural area between Harrisburg and Pittsburgh. That includes Altoona. He had a town hall meeting last week where the subject of education policy pretty much dominated the discussion. And there was a local newspaper there, the Sentinel out of Carlisle, reporting on the meeting. And then they wrote that he said that money was being misspent on pushing minority students from high school into college instead of into vocational programs. And then as the article was shared, some of Eichelberger's Democratic counterparts reacted pretty angrily, including State Senator Vincent Hughes, who represents parts of Philadelphia and Montgomery County. And he says this shows that Eichelberger is unfit to be education chair.
The fact that we have to go back to and address this issue at a root level, based on his statements, is outrageous, is sad, and it represents the times that we're in right now.
So Eichelberger declined to speak with me, instead offering a statement through a spokesman in which he says he's committed to ensuring that every student has a chance to succeed regardless of skin color or economic status. And he since wrote about the situation on his website, saying that the Sentinel story was, quote, dishonest, and the story has been spun into, quote, fake news by Democrats and the liberal media outlets.
Fake news, you say? That's quite the loaded term in this political climate. We're able to chase that down.
Well, I did reach out to the Sentinel, and they defended the accuracy of their reporting. And since Eichelberger declined to speak with me further about it, I couldn't really get a more nuanced view of his thinking, what he said, what he didn't, from his point of view. But I was able to speak with one of his constituents, who was also at the town hall. Adam Oldham is a high school guidance counselor and registered Republican.
He seemed to be expressing frustration that too many kids are going to college unprepared and aren't getting anything to show for it except college debt. And that's a very real frustration. He did take it one step farther, and I don't know why he chose to talk about inner city kids versus just kids in general, but he chose to talk about inner city kids and inner city schools and how they specifically seem to push their kids into college where they go and they fail. And we need to push them more into vocational training and trade schools where, you know, it's more on their level, which comes across in a very particular way. And I think the reaction we're seeing to some of that thinking is warranted.
The other thing to point out here, Dave, is that there's a more nuanced discussion needed about school funding that it seems to me Eichelberger isn't addressing. So if we're talking about school funding to urban districts, we have to note that the state sends less money per student to some of its biggest urban districts, such as Philadelphia, Lancaster, Erie, Scranton, and Wilkes-Barre, than it does to many, many other districts, including much wealthier ones. And that includes many of the school districts represented by Eichelberger. And even if you just look at his districts, Altoona is the poorest, most urban district, and it gets less state funding per child than most of his others. And this all goes back to the fact that the state's method for distributing education funding isn't really based on student need.
Kevin, who else are you hearing from on this dispute?
Well, I specifically reached out to some urban charter school leaders because in theory, because Eichelberger is a big proponent of school choice, there's a natural commonality there. But when statements like this one we're discussing come up, it does raise a lot of skepticism. Sharif Elmeki is a principal at Mastery Shoemaker Charter School.
When people say, oh, I'm pro-choice and I'm all about school choice and charters and things like that, yet funding that's being distributed does not speak that same language of equity. And you have to ponder, like, what's their real rationale and what's their real purpose, and are they really committed to equity and justice in our educational systems in Pennsylvania?
Kevin, any reaction from Philadelphia School Superintendent William Height?
He declined to comment. Top Senate leaders, though, say this story is being blown out of proportion, and they say they continue to have faith in Eichelberger as education chair. And meanwhile, Vincent Hughes says he's strategizing with his allies about possibly removing him from the post.
Let's note that Eichelberger ran unopposed for re-election in 2010. We'll see if that's the case this time around. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Kevin McCory on Newsworks Tonight.